This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Chinese health officials report Monday the number of confirmed cases from a coronavirus outbreak surpassed 70,000, with the death toll rising to nearly 1,800. About 11,000 of those infected have already recovered from the virus. China's Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak, reported 100 more deaths Monday as more healthcare workers arrived to help the medical system that has been under intense pressure since the first cases were discovered in late December. The majority of the cases found outside of China have been passengers on a cruise ship under quarantine in Yokohama, Japan. Charlie De La Desma reports on the cruise ship situation.
The National People's Congress says it believes it's necessary to postpone the gathering to give top priority to people's lives, safety and health. The announcement comes as the Chinese military dispatches hundreds more medical workers and extra supplies to the city hardest hit by the two-month-old outbreak. The Congress is due to start on March 5.
And economic repercussions from the shutdown of Chinese industries due to the virus could trigger recessions in Japan and in Singapore. Reuters' Gloria Tso.
The State Department says 14 people on those flights confirmed to them they tested positive for the coronavirus, but were allowed to get on the planes because they were not showing any symptoms. All the evacuees, about 340 in total, will be kept in quarantine for 2 weeks at two Air Force bases. Meanwhile, officials in Japan say more than 450 people from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, at least
this is VOA News,
who are still there, have been infected with the coronavirus. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Angola's president Monday in Luanda, with talks focusing on strengthening economic ties and supporting Angolans in their fight against corruption. At a joint news conference, Angola's foreign minister says he wants to believe Pompeo's presence signals a new chapter and new relationship between the two countries. Pompeo praised Angola's president for his efforts.
Japan's economy is taking a hit, having shrunk more than 6% in the last quarter. The coronavirus outbreak is making it worse. Japan is the most affected country outside China, largely due to a cruise ship with more than 400 infected passengers. It is also the world's third largest economy, and analysts predict it could contract again this quarter. They blame the country's long-delayed hike in sales tax, coupled with disruption from the virus.
Syria's military says its forces have retaken control of dozens of villages in Aleppo's northwestern countryside. As the government pushes to retake territory rebels have controlled since early in the country's civil war. The gains mean added security for the city of Aleppo, which has been the target of rebel rocket fire. Local sources report forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad also captured several villages near a town in neighboring Idlib province. EU foreign ministers say they have agreed to launch a new mission in the Mediterranean to enforce a UN arms embargo on Libya that is currently routinely disregarded. Italy's foreign minister says the mission would include a naval element, which had been a sticking point for some member states. The news was confirmed by his German and Austrian counterparts. French train maker Alstom says it is in talks to possibly take over the train business of Bombardier, the Canadian aerospace and engineering company. Alstom says discussions are ongoing and no decision has been made yet. They make the French TGV high-speed trains. The move would give more heft to Alstom after its bid to merge with Germany's Siemens was blocked by European Union regulators, worried it would make it a dominant presence in the sector. The decision to nix that deal was criticized by some European governments who want to create large European companies that are capable of competing with state-backed companies in China and U.S. multinations. Europe's busiest airport has been hit by a second day of disruptions of technical issues that altered travel over the weekend. The airline said in a statement, while the issues have been resolved, they do expect to see a knock-on effect on today's short-haul schedule. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.